Okay, I just want to share two short Hasidic ideas now approaching. Mervarchin Rosh Chodesh Elul Parshas Shre'er, learning Shemitz Chosuf Rosh Hashem from Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka Besoshcha Yisrael. Opening pasuk to our parsha writes, Re'eh Anochi Nosei V'Neil Lefnecha Yom Bracho Klala. Moshe Rabbeinu charges Klal Yisrael and tells them, I have here, I give to you, Bracha Klala, blessing or curse. And the Moshe Rabbeinu goes on to tell us to each one of the what a bracha is, what the curse is. But I just want to focus on this opening pasuk. Re'eh Anochi, says the more of a Shemesh. What is the word Anochi coming to teach us? It should just be Re'ah Nosei Lefnecha Yom Bracha Klala. Here it is. It's either bracha or klala, blessing or curse. What's the word Anochi coming to teach us? And says the Mor of Hashemesh, and I heard this from my Rav Judah Michelle tonight and behind the bima, and I saw this in my Rabbi's Sefer in my Baruch. He writes this from the Mor of Hashemesh, a beautiful idea. The word Anochi does not just refer to Moshe Rabbeinu. The way Anochi refers to the Anochius of a person, to the oneness of a person. Re'eh Anochi, meaning at the end of the day, a person's eye, a person's ego, can be either a bracha or it could be a klala. It could be a bracha when it gets you out of the bed in the morning and says, I get to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam today. I get to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. I get to be able to learn Torah, Gevaldik. But the Anochi, the ego, can also be a klala. When you look at the end of the day, look at my car, look how fancy my bar mitzvah is, look at my wedding, look at this, look at that. Then your ego is a klala. Says the Mor of Hashemesh, you want to know what the opening pasuk is coming to teach you? Your Anochi could either be a bracha or it could be a klala. It's all about how you use your Anochi. He says at the end of the day, when you use it for Kedushas Hashem or Vayigba Liba Badarcha Hashem and use it to be able to represent the Ribbono Shel Olam's service and to be able to bring Kavod Shemayim to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's when Gaivat Kedusha, when you should have strong, passionate, committed humility. There's no humility for them. There, you have to have a tremendous strength, a tremendous gaiva for the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's when you're using Anochi for bracha, but Anochi for klala is when you take all the credit for yourself. But we're realizing at the end of the day, we're only here to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are here as representatives for the Ribbono Shel Olam. As the pasuk says later on in the parsha in Revi, the pasuk says, "Banim atam la'Hashem alakecham." We are considered a Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. And I saw a Torah from the Bnei Yosef, and I saw the same Torah from Rav Mordechai of Kushmir. And they both asked the Bnei Yosef, and the Mordechai of Kushmir says, what's the word Atem coming to teach us? It says, Banim la'Hashem alakecham. What's Atem? So they refer to us to Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Hei, when Chazal tell us the pasuk of Eilam O'adei Hashem, Ashetikru Osam. The Gemara makes a drasha, Atem afil shogim, Atem afil mezina, Atem afil muat mutan. Even when it refers to declaring the new moon, even if you did it by accident and you did it wrong, if you did it on purpose by it, you did it wrong, or even at the end of the day you did it with false witnesses, you are considered my children. Says Mordechai Kushmir, this is the same drasha. When it comes to banim atam la'Hashem alakechem, even if we were accidental, we were purposeful, or even maybe we might have made mistakes. Banim atem la'Hashem alakechem. Says the Gemara, atem afi sholgam, atem afi levzina, atem afi mumutan. Whether you did it by accident, or you did it on purpose, whether you did it, you were seduced by the Yitzhahara to be a something wrong, we are always considered the Kiddush Levana works, and so too, just like the Kiddush Levana always works, and that's the Levana we go by, so too the Banim status, the status we have as Banim, is forever and it's eternal. And I think that's a tremendous lesson and message going into Rosh Chodesh Elul. So many times we think of all the disasters we had throughout the year, but now we have direct access. We're a son, you're the daughter of the king you're the son and the daughter of the king and the queen of the entire world. Let's make sure we're able to use that access, and use that access for the right things. To be able to use that Anochi for good. And for what does it mean for good? It means to be able to bring more Kavod Shemayim into the world. And look at yourself and find the good within yourself. And not chas v'shalom to look at the klala. And to be able to look at me. Look at my salary. Look at my children. Look at my chuppah. No. The end of the day, to be able to use your Anochi is to be able to use your pride. Use your Jewish pride to use you back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. But to never forget that we have that banim atam la'Hashem alakecham status. Whether it's shogin, mizidin, or mutan, we always have that direct access, but it's got to be done in a humble and a gaiva d'kedusha way, understanding that nothing we have comes from us. It all is because we're a ben or we're a bas. And once we understand we're a ben or a bas, we have nothing to be inherently proud of ourselves. We make sure to celebrate all our celebrations or all our accomplishments, and we give it back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then are we a true ben, and then we are a true bas. To be able to make sure to be able to use that Anochi for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the Mor of Hashemesh says, that's Anochi d'kedusha, and that's the bracha. And that's Banim Hashem La'Hashem Alkechem, to be able to understand. We always have that direct access. Let's make sure to use that in the proper way. Be'ez Hashem going into Mechon Marim Baruch Hanush Chodesh El, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos and a lichtige Lichtigal Chodesh Elosh Chorch.